The arrival in Europe of the Atlas of Creation has led to serious panic among materialists and Darwinists across the continent. They say that the Atlas, which they say bears no resemblance to any other work opposed to evolution they have previously seen, is far more of a threat from the point of view of their own intellectual systems than all other anti-Darwinist works to date. So much so, in fact, that they have even tried to ban the book. Following a session discussing the teaching of creationism in schools, the Council of Europe, headquartered in the French city of Strasbourg, went on to hold a press conference on 4 October 2007. The main subject of the conference was the Atlas of Creation, which lay on the table throughout. At the press conference, Anne Brasseur, a politician from Luxembourg who recently submitted a report to the Council, picked up the Atlas to show it to the assembled journalists and went on to say, Harun Yahya is a Muslim, Turkish creationist. This is the first volume. There are two more. It has been sent out to Europe in two languages, English and French. It says that the theory of evolution is a lie, that Darwinism is the root cause of terror, and that it is responsible for the dictators of the 20th century and the like. Asked by a journalist about the messages that had been received in response to the report, the parliamentarians answered, generally speaking, we received negative emails. Very few letters supported the report. The letters were all opposed to the report. The commission and I were generally described as people with no respect for freedom of expression and freedom of religion. Through its attitude to the Atlas of Creation, the Council of Europe made it clear that it was quite able to ignore such concepts as democracy and freedom of thought and belief when these clashed with its own views. On the other hand, such great fear of an idea, the Atlas of Creation being seen as a danger solely because it proves the oneness and existence of God, confirms the truth of the message contained within the book. The Atlas of Creation, which has spurred Europeans who claim to espouse democracy and freedom of ideas and belief to adopt contradictory policies, such as book banning, is still the subject of debate. And what is more, the shockwaves from it are spreading ever wider.